scared to do it. Because I started asking myself these what-if questions. I think I do it without even realizing it. But, you know, might go something like this. You know, what if it fails miserably? What if this thing that I need to do, if it's just total failure? What if it will make people angry at me or make them misunderstand me, make them disappointed in me? Basically, you know, afraid of how people think about me. What if people would judge me and talk about me behind my back? And what if someone else could do this better? I ask those what-if questions. And then sometimes I'm just afraid. I don't know why exactly. The challenge I have tonight is just thinking of how many times I have not done something good because I was afraid to do it. And often the things we're afraid of are not even real. Someone said that fear is the greatest illusion. Fear is the greatest illusion. And it is lots of times. Sometimes we're just afraid of things and we don't know why. We don't have a really solid reason for it. One thing, just to make it more practical, fear that I have often faced is a fear of being embarrassed. I don't know if there's a name for that, like a phobia or whatever, but and since I've been married, I've been challenged a lot with that because Danielle is more the type to go out and be friendly to people, doesn't really care, just go talk to people. And it's been a challenge to me because I'm not really like that. I just sort of would like to just kind of mind my own business a little bit. And because of that, I miss a lot of opportunities to make friends, to meet interesting people, to encourage people, things like that. And so that's a challenge for me. I miss a lot of things because I'm afraid of getting embarrassed. And I also, maybe some of you are like this, I think I'm a little bit of a perfectionist where I'm afraid of not doing something perfectly. Sometimes I think that if I don't do this perfectly, then it's not worth doing at all. Like, either it's 100% good or 100% bad. Maybe some of you are like that. Fear that someone else could have done it better. So what does the Bible say about fear? I was struck by this verse in Deuteronomy 1:17. It says, "Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's." And to say that again, ye shall not be afraid of the face of man. And then Deuteronomy 7:18 says, "Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt." God said this a lot, Moses said this a lot, as the Israelites were going into Canaan, "Don't be afraid." And I was just struck by that strong language that he uses. You know, just like he says, "Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal," he says, "Thou shalt not be afraid." And so God isn't just suggesting it, he's commanding it. That to me is a little bit sobering. I guess I don't think we understand the damage that submission to fear does to God's plan. I don't think we understand how much the devil uses fear in us. How many good things could have happened but didn't because the devil used fear. Maybe that's why God is so hard on it. In Matthew 25:25, the story of the servants who had the talents and did certain different things with them. The servant that was given one talent, when he didn't make anything and he had to explain it to the master, he said, "And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thy design." So that was his excuse. I was afraid. Afraid of what might happen, you know, of losing it all or something like that. And, you know, the master didn't say, "Well, I know your intentions were good. Just don't be so afraid next time." That almost seems more like how I would think of it, you know. He was just afraid. He meant to do the right thing. But he said, "Thou wicked and slothful servant." Yeah, it's pretty strong. And then he says, go and cast them into outer darkness and all that. So it's a big deal. God cares about what we do with our lives. And we'll not be able to use fear as an excuse for not living up to our potential. So to talk about the positive a little bit more, we need to be bold. I need to be bold. It's something I struggle with a lot. We will mess up. We will mess up. But we will grow and learn far more than if we had done nothing. For me, it's much more common to miss an opportunity than to totally mess up an opportunity. Usually my scenario would be not doing anything at all and missing the opportunity to do something good versus trying to do something good and then totally messing everything up. But it doesn't happen nearly as much. And it's not very hard to do better than nothing, really. I mean, nothing is zero, nada. Even one is better than zero. It's not very hard to do better than nothing. That's encouraging to me. Someone said that the man who tries to do something and fails is a lot better off than the man who tries to do nothing and succeeds. Because we will succeed at doing nothing. You always succeed. Good job. I'm talking to myself here. So let's remember also that we're tougher than we think. We're more creative than we think. If we go out there and do something, you have a lot more resources than you think. Will we surprise ourselves sometimes when we push ourselves out there? And more than anything, God cares a lot more about us than we think and helps us a lot more than we think. More than anything there. And just to finish off, I just remember in boys camp and other times when I had to jump off a cliff into the water, that for the first time or whatever, I tried to think myself through it. Okay, I'm going to think up enough courage or whatever. And the biggest lesson I've learned is you just got to stop thinking. Just shut your mind off and step. And that's how it is for me anyway. I just got to stop thinking. Take the step. So let's, I'm not saying we shouldn't think things through, but I think you know what I mean. Sometimes we need to stop thinking. Take the first step and let God take care of us from there. That is all I had. Let's have a word of prayer.